It's time for today's daily devotional, and we are this week studying how to cope in a crisis and we're on day two today. Our theme today is when you're in the storm, and scripture comes from Luke 12, 18 through 19. Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus again. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry." Now, we all know there are days when it feels like the storms are rolling in and they just won't stop. A couple of days last week, I was totally feeling that, begging for it all to stop. I knew I was like sitting on the edge of a cliff, and it felt like I was about to be pushed off to my limit of demands and problems between the kids, the death of my pet, health issues, and even work seemed to be overwhelming on that day. And I'm sure you too have days where you feel like you just can't take any more punches. Maybe you're still dealing with the aftermath of Helene, or maybe you're facing new troubles financially, maybe a job loss. The bills never stop, and it feels like you just can't get ahead. When life starts feeling like a storm and chaotic and overwhelming and uncertain, we often cry out for a miracle because we want someone to show up and make it all stop. The good news, Jesus does show up. He may not always calm the storm immediately, but he always comes to be with us in it. In Mark 4, Jesus calms the storm for his disciples, but not before he challenges their fear and reminds them of his presence. And when we lose sight of God's love in crisis, our eternal warning lights begin to flash. Here are four signs that shows that we may be drifting. Fear takes over is number one, because naturally we get scared, we're anxious, we're overwhelmed, and it's natural to feel this way, but fear often signals that we're not resting in God's perfect love. Number two is we take credit, like the man in Luke 12, 18 through 19, because we start believing that we built our security by ourselves, and that pride keeps us from seeking God and giving him the glory. Number four is when prayer fades. In crisis, sometimes we stop asking God for help. Our silence reveals that we're trying to manage things on our own strength. And number four is we stop trusting. When hard times come, our faith is tested. And if we stop trusting God, we miss the chance to experience his peace and his provision. Jesus doesn't promise a storm-free life, but he does promise to walk through it with us. The storm can be a sacred space where fear is confronted, pride is humbled, prayer is restored, and trust is renewed. As we go to you today in prayer, Lord, when the storms of life come, remind us that you're near. Help us recognize the warning signs. And when we begin to drift from your love, replace our fear with faith. I know our pride and our humility and our silence with prayers. Just teach us to trust you even when those skies turn dark. And thank you for showing up every time. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.